A lot of women are talking about mommy makeovers, but what are they? And who's a candidate? And is it only for moms? So many questions. Board-certified plastic surgeon and a mom herself, Dr. Joanna Ng Glaser, joins us today to fill us in on Mommy Makeovers Revealed. Welcome to Health Works Here, a podcast from Emerson Health. I'm your host, Maggie McKay. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you so much, Maggie. I'm delighted to be here. Happy to talk about all the stuff we see all the time patients are curious about.
So to begin with, what is a mommy makeover?
This has a lot of different definitions in social media and the public. So in general, a mommy makeover means some sort of cosmetic tightening or improvement in appearance of the belly and some sort of appearance or improvement of the breasts. Most commonly, it's a tummy tuck and a breast lift. Sometimes it also involves an augmentation with implants. It got its name from the fact that mothers, in quotations, again, me being one myself, would often see changes in their breasts and their belly after having multiple pregnancies, breastfeeding, things like that. And so a mommy makeover is just a way to improve the appearance of the breasts and the belly. Historically, after one would have pregnancy, doesn't mean you have to be a mom or be pregnant to have one.
And how common are they?
They are fairly common. The ASPS, which is the American Society of Plastic Surgery, releases some statistical reports on how many procedures are performed in plastic surgery in the U.S. every 2 years. In 2022, breast augmentation, breast lift were in the top five, and abdominoplasties were also in the top five. So I would say they are very commonly performed. Numbers-wise, over 100,000, 200,000 per year performed in the U.S. per the last statistics in 2022. So they are fairly common and requested.
Wow. What are the most popular types of mommy makeovers?
As I mentioned, there's multiple different ways that you can mix and match them nowadays. For the belly, the most common thing is women want to tighten their abs. They want to get rid of extra skin. They may want a little bit of liposuction to thin out the tissues at the same time. That collectively is called a tummy tuck or an abdominoplasty. And that is really the most common thing we do for the mommy makeover for the belly. For the breasts, this is sort of variable based on what the patient wants. Oftentimes after breastfeeding, the breasts get a little bit more droopy or saggy. They may also become a little flatter or deflated. And in that case, a woman would either want a breast lift, also known as a mastopexy, or breast augmentation. Implants are the most common. Sometimes people will take fat from the belly and they'll put in the breast. That's another way of augmenting them. Or they may want a combination, so a breast lift and implants for some volume. So I would say those are the most common types of quote-unquote mommy makeovers. But like I said, usually you'll need a consultation so we can sort of discuss what your body looks like, what your goals are, and come up with a plan for you.
And you mentioned that you don't have to be a mom to get one. So who can get them?
I would say anyone, as with all cosmetic elective procedures, you certainly want to be someone who is looking to improve the appearance of both of those areas, number one. Number two, we definitely want you to be healthy. You should probably be an adult. Actually, implants, silicone implants, you have to be over the age of 22 to legally have in the United States. But with respect to everything else, you want to be healthy. You don't want to be a smoker. You want to be in a time in your life where you can financially afford these, that you have the proper support at home, that this is a good time to have them done. I would say that's basically the rule for all cosmetic elective procedures.
And you touched on this a little bit, but why do most people that you see in your practice get them?
I would say it is a way for them to retain or revisit what their youth was like. It is very common that these individuals are fit. They do a lot of strength training. They just have a widening of the muscles that nothing can really fix. No PT, no amount of diet and exercise can help without a surgeon, you know, surgically putting them back in the middle. That is really the most common request or type of patient that is interested in this. It's a way for them to sort of rejuvenate or reward themselves for all the hard work they've done. And it's just a way for people to feel stronger. Sometimes they just want a stronger core, which is never the same after being pregnant. I would say it falls in the category of self-care sometimes.
And will the surgery be all in one when they do it?
So it all depends on the individual, how healthy they are, if they want to do it at once. The majority of the times, it is easier or nicer to do two in one, hence the term mommy makeover. You can certainly do them together. You can certainly do just the breasts. You can certainly just do the belly, which is also very common. But if you want to do them together, as long as we keep anesthesia to a reasonable time, it's safe to do them at the same time.
And what if I want something done, but I don't really know what? Can someone guide me on what options would be best for me and my goals?
Absolutely. I always encourage patients to come and go and visit. Number one, you can always do your research online. Sources are always wary, as you know. So my recommendation is to definitely make consultation with a board-certified plastic surgeon. That individual should be able to, one, identify your goals, two, perform an exam, three, tell you about the surgery, the recovery, etc., and then guide you or come up with a personalized plan based on all of that to recommend the best surgery for you. Obviously, it may not be a decision you make after just one visit. You may have to do a series of visits until you're comfortable. Unfortunately, insurance does not cover these procedures, so you certainly want to inquire about cost. You want to inquire about timing. Most of my patients will have children under the age of 10, and so they will just have to make sure they have adequate support, they have a plan for work, and that the timing of the surgery works. So meeting with somebody who can guide you in that sense would be the best way to proceed.
Dr. Englazier, will there be scars after?
Unfortunately, plastic surgery is maximally invasive. If we are talking about nipping and tucking and removing skin, the scars have to be large enough to remove all of that skin. We unfortunately can't do things through laparoscopic incisions. For the tummy, it is a longer play on a C-section scar. It tends to be in the lower belly, hidden under the underwear. It usually is anywhere from a C-section scar to a hip-to-hip length. You also have a little incision around the belly button. For the breasts, there's a combination of patterns, but they are usually around the nipple and along your natural fold. And like I said, meeting with somebody specifically to talk about your body will be the best way to learn about where your incisions will be.
And what is recovery like?
Recovery is decent. Most of our patients do fairly well. They're fairly active afterward, but we do tell all our patients to minimize certain rigorous activities for a total of 6 weeks. It does take a total of 6 weeks for all humans to heal. Some people a little faster, some people a little longer or slower to heal, but that's an average time frame that I tell all my patients. The first 2 weeks, you certainly want to take it the most easiest. It does not mean that you're lying in bed doing nothing. We encourage our patients to walk from day zero if possible, but there are certain activities involving the incision area that you want to be careful with. But I would say recovery, most people feel well around 2 to 3 weeks. At 6 weeks, provided you're healed, you should be cleared for activities. And usually by 3 months, you know what your final results are. You're already back to your activities, lifting and playing with your children, running, working out. And so most patients feel like it's a decent investment in themselves.
For someone who gets a mommy makeover, will it make them look unnatural or different?
That is certainly a concern when it comes to cosmetic surgery. The majority of plastic surgeons will tend to go for a more subtle or natural look. I think the pendulum has swung in that direction. I personally don't want someone to walk out of the office, unless this is their desire, having other people turn their heads and say, oh, you had plastic surgery, right? The whole goal is you want to feel better about yourself, not necessarily for other people. So as long as it's not inherent or visible other than in regular clothing, the goal is to make it pretty subtle. Again, unless the patient wants a very obvious look or appearance. So the goal is to be natural, absolutely.
And will having the procedure affect my ability to, say, get pregnant, breastfeed, or other aspects of womanhood?
Great question. For quote-unquote mommy makeovers, they do tend to be performed on biologic female women. Most of the time, I would say it does not prevent you from getting pregnant or being able to breastfeed. But if you are planning to have more pregnancies, These are two areas of the body that respond to hormones. They change with pregnancy. I do encourage my patients who are still planning to have children to complete their family planning and having children before they decide to have a tummy tuck. The only reason is because you're investing in yourself. And if you gain weight or those muscles get stretched, you may have to do a revision or repeat surgery down the line. With respect to the breasts, it's the same concept. If you are going to be pregnant, breast tissue does change with hormones. And so it doesn't mean you can't get a surgery. You may notice your breasts may change afterwards. So same, I usually encourage my patients, if you're done with your family planning, that's probably the best time to invest in surgery. With respect to breastfeeding, especially for some of my younger patients, I do tell them we are making cuts around the nipple and through the breast. It does not mean you can't breastfeed. You may have less milk production than someone who did not have breast surgery.
Can you talk about patient care, your approach to that? This is such a personal experience. What if I feel embarrassed or self-conscious?
And I think that I have the whole spectrum of patients, people who come in very confident. They say, this is exactly what I want. I've done research. I've spoken to friends. I'm going to sign up regardless. And then I have some patients who feel a little guilty, especially my mothers, to be honest, that they want to invest in themselves or spend money on themselves. They've devoted the last anywhere from 1 to 10 years of their lives with their children and for their family. And they do feel a little guilty. It's really more guilty versus self-conscious than anything. And I just sort of encourage them that, you know, you're investing in this the way you invest in your hair, your nails, a little facial. It's just another form of self-care, trying to move away from the stigma that plastic surgery is bad or it's a negative thing if you decide to do it. For those who are a little shyer, more embarrassed or self-conscious about their actual body, our office, whoever you see, will make you feel comfortable. Oftentimes an exam does have to be performed. My patients do find it helpful to look in front of the mirror with me, but obviously I ask their permission and what their comfort level is. Ultimately, if you do surgery, just know that a plastic surgeon will 100% ask to take, you know, official professional photographs of the body parts that we would be working on. So even if you're shy, my patients are usually fine because they understand that surgery equals having to be exposed. Anecdotally, most of my mothers say, once you've had children, doesn't matter. So hopefully, you know, once we can get a trust and you get a patient-doctor communication relationship going, you'll feel more comfortable, you know, being able to open up and be prepared for surgery.
Isn't that the truth? Not that you should have to explain yourself, but how can I explain my decision to my friends and family if I'm getting a mommy makeover? I guess you would have to explain to someone who's helping you, you know, like a caretaker with your kids or a nanny. So I guess in that instance you would, but how do you go about that?
The good news is, unlike, for example, procedures in the face, which are very visible, difficult to hide or cover up, the breast and the belly area tend to be covered by clothing, by underwear. Again, as long as we're not transforming you to a significant degree that people can tell in clothing, I wouldn't anticipate people would be asking unless they're looking at you in the nude. In that case, it would be someone who's intimate or part of the family anyway. Ironically, I make sure all my patients have notified their loved ones. They certainly can't do cosmetic elective surgery without adequate support at home for recovery. So it is very often that the family's partner, brother, parents, whoever is comfortable is very well aware that they are doing it. They also have to, just with their family support, have to have a plan for time off from work or for with childcare, because there may be some lifting restrictions, things like that. And so it is very common that everyone knows what they're doing and they tend to not be so shy about it at that point in time. That being said, if someone is concerned, you know, they certainly, I always tell patients, you know what you're signing up for. You're as informed as possible. How you choose to answer a question is completely up to you. You know, I always tell people, well, you know, you want to time it, for example, at a time where you're not about to jet set away or spend some time at a beach, knowing that you have some restrictions for the first 6 weeks. And I would say, knowing all that up front does help my patients plan for it and get them in a situation where they're not trying to make unnecessary excuses.
Is there anything else I should know about mommy makeovers?
I'd say with all plastic surgery procedures, one, the benefits usually outweigh the risks as long as you're in a state of mind that this is something that's good for you and you want to do it. Usually that is always going to be a very positive thing, provided that is the situation that you're in. It's a great surgery. I think the outcomes are lovely. There's certainly you're trading all that contour for scars. And if you're okay with all of that, it's a great procedure. You can never say 100%. It's a very high satisfaction rate. There's a reason these all fall in the top five cosmetic procedures in the U.S. Even post-pandemic, there's been significant increases. 4 to 30% has been quoted since 2019. So there is an increase. I think there's an increased awareness. I think people are taking more time to care for themselves. I think there's less stigma. And I'd say, as with all procedures, if it's a good time for you, it's a good surgery for you. Happy to help you with that process, you know, if that ends up being, you know, applicable to you, of course.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for being here today to tell us about mommy makeovers. It's been so informative and educational. We appreciate your time.
Thank you so much, Maggie. It's been a pleasure.
Again, that's Dr. Joanna Ng Glaser. For more information or to request a consultation, you can visit emersonhealth.org/plasticsurgery. And if you found this podcast helpful, please share it on your social channels and check out our entire podcast library for topics of interest to you. I'm Maggie McKay. Thanks for listening to Emerson's Health Works Here podcast. Make sure to catch the next episode by subscribing to the Health Works Here podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever podcasts can be heard.